Genesis 14:17 through 20. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Sheba, that is the king's valley, after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer, the kings who were with him. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abraham gave him a tithe of all. A very interesting place of Scripture. And let us remember how the Holy Spirit, through Apostle Arkady, reveals to us the revelations that were placed into this place of Scripture by the Holy Spirit himself. Abraham represents a person who has grown into the fullness of the growth of Christ, taking on the responsibility of saving his soul, to destroy the stronghold of death within his body, and to erect the stronghold of incorruption in its place. For this purpose, Abraham, after leaving and forgetting his nation and land, and coming to the Canaanite land, he needed to accomplish or to satisfy five conditions. Let us list them. First, Abraham to inherit the promised land in the form of his earthly body, freed from the stronghold of death, needed to settle in Hebron and to pitch his tents by the terebinth trees belonging to Mamre the Amorite and his brothers Aner and Eshcol, who were Abraham's allies. There he made a covenant with these three friends, which then later helped him. Second, Abraham to inherit the promised land in the form of his earthly body that has been freed from the stronghold of death needed to save his relative Lot from the captivity of Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, who together with three other minor Babylonian kings took into captivity five of the kings of Canaan, amongst whom was also Lot, Abraham's nephew. Third, Abraham to inherit the promised land in the form of his earthly body that has been freed from the stronghold of death, returning after a triumphant victory over an army that surpassed his numbers, the four Babylonian kings in the king's valley Shave, he needed to honor Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of God Most High, with tithes from the choicest of or best of his possessions. Fourth, Abraham to inherit the promised land in the form of his earthly body that had been freed from the stronghold of death needed to deny everything that was within his possession or within his authority that belonged to King of Sodom. And fifth, Abraham to inherit the promised land in the form of his earthly body that has been freed from the stronghold of death needed to see the day of Christ in the face of the Church of Christ. And the Scriptures say that he saw it and rejoiced greatly. And so today we will look at the second thing that Abraham had done to inherit the promised land in the form of his earthly body that had been freed from the stronghold of death. He needed to save his relative Lot, his nephew Lot, from the captivity of Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, who together with three other minor Babylonian kings took into captivity five of the kings of Canaan. Amongst them was also Lot, unfortunately, Abraham's nephew. And so our Lot will also end up amongst the five kings of Canaan. Let us look at and how the Holy Spirit, through Apostle Arkady, explains these four Babylonian kings and also the five kings living in Canaan. The four Babylonian kings, Apostle Arkady writes, who imposed tribute upon the five kings living in the Canaanite land, in the region of the Jordan, including Lot, who settled among them, is the intellectual sphere of the soul. The four Babylonian kings, they're from Ur of the Chaldeans. From there, Abraham also came. This is the intellectual sphere of the soul. At the same time, the five kings living in the Canaanite land, in the region of the Jordan, amongst whom was Lot, the nephew of Abraham, represents the emotional sphere of our soul associated with our body. First, our soul, our Lot, is very much paying attention to his emotional sphere. And so what do you need to do to bring order into your land? that first is called Canaan and then needs to be called Israel. To bring order, there needs to be a war. The king of Babylon, Chedorlaomer, leading three other Babylonian kings, broke into Palestine and defeated five kings, being led by Bera, the king of Sodom, living within the region of the Jordan, and imposed tribute on them, including Lot, Abraham's nephew. But after 12 years of defeat, the five kings, living within the region of the Jordan, in the image of our feelings or senses, rebelled and refused to pay tribute to our intellect. In the image of the Babylonian king, Chedorlaomer, which motivated him to come and to reassert his weakened authority over these kings, our intellect decides to correct the situation and help God and take under control the five senses. And God agrees to this because God sees what will follow. Genesis 14, 4 through 12. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and attacked the Rephaim in Ashtoreth Carmaim, and the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboam, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, went out and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, titled king of nations, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions went their way. They also ran into the mountains. They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah. They also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Lot is, we are determining what the state our soul is in. First, it's in our feelings. When a builder comes, they try to first look at the foundations, the floor. They inspect the ground, the foundation, and determine if there's any problems, if there's any issues. And so this is the emotional sphere, and it needs to be corrected so that it can, and it can only be corrected through Chedorlaomer, so that the foundation can be straightened out. And when Chedorlaomer had taken control of the five kings and Lot, then Abraham, together with his allies Mamre, Eshcol, and Aner, overthrew the power of the four kings of Babylon and freed his nephew Lot, and together with him, the possessions and people belonging to the five kings living in the region of the Jordan. Amongst them, as we know, was Lot. The three friends of Abraham, they were very important. He made a covenant with them. He made a covenant with Mamre. His name means word. He made a covenant with the wisdom of God and the format of the commandments of God that are presented in the elementary teaching of Christ. The second friend of Abraham was Aner. His name is moisture or stream. Here, Apostle Arkady has shown that Abraham made a covenant with the wisdom of God, but now in the format of the Holy Spirit. And now there are two friends. Abraham has the Word and the Holy Spirit, and making a covenant with a third friend, Eshcol. His name means a cluster of grapes. That means Abraham had the readiness and ability to be led by the Holy Spirit. We can't be led by the Holy Spirit if we don't have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. We need all three of these friends. Apostle Arkady writes that the separation of Abraham and Lot is not simply the separation of the spirit and soul, but it is also the casting off of the old man with his deeds. God, to bring order, he needs to separate. The devil noticed this too. He brought this into the political world, where you create division and then you rule. Why is it hard for them to take Russia, for example? It's difficult. All of their attempts, they realize they can't take it physically. If it's militarily, it won't work. And so you need to make it so that their division begins on the inside. And so you bring it to a point where there's issues or disagreement in the inside. And when this begins happening, this is the moment when countries are broken apart. And so God, to bring order, he separates our spirit from our soul. And then in the soul, after the soul is separate from the spirit, he begins to separate our reasonable sphere, our emotions, our will, and they begin to disagree with one another for the purpose, because for the puzzle to come to be gathered, it needs to be gathered properly. Because when we come to God, just come to God, our puzzle is put together incorrectly. And our emotions, our mind, everything, but Abraham and Lot need to be separated. And when Lot went to the side of the emotions, here God says, now we need to separate these three things, our will and our emotions. And so he brings first order in the soul. And so again, the separation of Abraham and Lot is not just simply the separation of the spirit and soul. This is also casting off the old man with his deeds. The victory of Abraham over Chedorlaomer, the king of Babylon, is the image of the renewing of our mind with the spirit of our mind. And so before saving our body, God needs to save our soul. And to save our soul, it's necessary that the emotional sphere first becomes dependent of our reasonable abilities, and our reasonable abilities would be a servant of our wise heart. And then will we see Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who will come to us with this bread and wine, and in this bread and wine he'll say, you know what? Now you'll have an unusual communion today. And you say, how? It is as always, but today, no, it will be unusual today. And it will be an unusual tithe today where you will honor Melchizedek, because in these tithes, you confirm that the bread and wine testify the fact that my body is becoming free of slavery, death, and sin, and it will be redeemed by the redemption of Christ. And my tithes will testify that my body does not depend on what is perishable. I chop the root of all evil. And so I would like for us today that we see one principle. Right now we will sing a psalm. And that principle is contained in the next, that we will, from a different angle, look at the blessings that we have today in the form of this bread and wine. This is an unusual communion. It needs to be for us. For certain people, it has been unusual already for some time. For today, for some, it will be today. For others, it will be in the future. This is not just being a part of the body of Christ or being united. This is being united to the joining in to the resurrection of Christ, joining with Christ in his resurrection. And we're not just taking this bread. We will be giving ourselves also in our tithes, testifying of the fact that in my body I have no corruption, that the root of corruption and death is is being chopped, cut down within me. And so right now we will demonstrate this before God. Let us stand up and sing this wonderful psalm and demonstrate before God that we have the legitimate right to the redemption of our body from death and corruption, and demonstrate before him that we have the legitimate right to this because we in our life have cut the root of all evil, the love of money, which is what connects us to corruption and death. Let us sing a psalm.
Сильный, благостью своим
Please stretch out your right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your house so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I'm glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, may the might and blessing come upon your redeemed nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. May the Lord bless you.